So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to the Old Testament Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 19 to 25. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. May your father and mother rejoice. May she who gave you birth be joyful. One day on her dresser, mom saw a little note from her son. And he had put it before he went to school. And it was a bill for all the services that he provided. Can we look at the slide, please? It says, bill for mom, your son charges you for these services. Taking care of my brother, $5. Cleaning my room, $3. Waxing dad's shoes, $1. Running an errand to the market, $1. Getting an A in math, $5, so a total $15. Please make your payment by tomorrow night. And so mom, she saw that, and the next day in his lunchbox, the son received a note from her mom, and it says, a bill for my son. Your mom charges you nothing for these services. Carrying you around for 9 months in my womb, free. Making your food and washing dishes for 10 years, free. Doing your laundry for 10 years, free. Taking you to the doctor whenever you got sick, free. Paying for your neighbor's for a neighbor's window that you broke, free. Total is free, and the message is, mom, son, mom loves you. And we know that mothers are a personification of sacrifice, care, and love. Mom's love may be the closest thing to God's love, but we take our mom's love for granted. And that is why, I guess, we have Mother's Day. It's great to have the youth worship with us. And I want to ask the youth, the teens, how are you treating your mothers? At times, teenagers can be impatient with their moms. Mom, my t-shirt is not washed yet. Mom, I'm hungry. Give me some food. One teenager doesn't want to ride the school bus, so she asked her mom to pick her up every day. And when mom is 5 minutes late, she is scolded for being late. Now, if teenagers treated their friends as they treat their moms, they may not have any friends. So, teens, you know, your mom deserves better. When I was in high school, my body really craved for meat every day. I don't crave for meat as much now, but when I was in high school, I just wanted to eat lots and lots of meat. But mom, my mom, on the other hand, she is almost a vegetarian. She only eats vegetables and once in a while fish, and she doesn't eat meat at all. She hates pork, so we rarely had pork on our table. But she would cook meat, other meat, for our sake. But once in a while, she would have no meat on our table. And she probably didn't have the time or the energy to marinate the beef or other meat. And sometimes not even fish. So I remember those times complaining to my mom. Whoa, mom, the table is very green. I feel like a cow. I took everything my mom did for granted. I did not really appreciate her cooking the meal for us every day. And I think that's why I complained. But things changed when I went to college. In college, I ate lots of meat in the school cafeteria, but you know, the school food isn't that good. The cafeteria food did fill my hunger, but it wasn't satisfying. And I started to miss my mom's food. And I felt bad about all the complaints that I made about the food that she put on our table. So I was like that prodigal son who came to his senses. Ah, at our house, how abundant is the bean paste, you know, soup, or doenjangbuk. But here I am at this cafeteria eating this greasy burger again. So when I go home for a break, I think I will say this to my mom. Mom, I'm sorry for all the complaints that I've made. From now on, I will eat whatever you give me without complaints, and I will always express my gratitude. And when I went home, I didn't really say it like that exactly, but since then, I never complained about Mom's food, and I did always say, Mom, that was a great meal. Thank you. We also have many college students. I ask the same thing to the college students. How are you treating your moms? Not just on Mother's Day or on her birthday, but every day. And how about the married couples? Many of us are living far away from our parents. Some of our parents may be living in another state or in another country. How are we treating our mothers and also our mothers-in-law? When I was in Florida, there was a deacon. He was married and he had two kids. I really came to respect him when he told me that he called his mother every day. She was in Korea. And yet, you know how expensive international calls are. And yet, he called her every day. At first, I didn't think I heard it right. So I said, oh, you mean once a week? And I said, no, I call her every day. Wow. Now, what a son. I was quite impressed. You know, God really deeply cares about our relationship with our parents. In the Ten Commandments, we know that the first relationship that God deals in the second part. You know, the first part deals with our relationship with God, and the second part of the Ten Commandments deal with our relationship with other human beings. And the very first part of the second part is our relationship with our parents. The fifth commandment says, honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land your God gives you. God cares about how we treat our fathers and mothers. And the Holy Spirit, I believe, is very sensitive to the quality of our relationship with our father and with our mother. So when our relationship with either one of our parents gets sour, God is the one who squints. God is the one who frowns. And I realize that through my own experience. One time when I was in Florida, I was married and I had, our first child. I was an adult and I got into an argument with my mom on the phone, and something that had been kind of piling up inside me for years just blew up, and I was shouting at the top of my lungs at my mom. I was very mad. I was really, really angry. And I don't think I was ever that angry with my mother before. And I was really angry that I hung up the phone in the middle of our conversation. I just, forget this. And I'm not going to talk to you for at least a year. I'm not going to visit you. I'm not going to go to New York. I was like determined not to, call her, not to contact her. I just wanted to be away, get away from her for at least a year. And that was my plan. But the very next day, when I was doing my quiet time, when I was reading my Bible, I was at the time reading through the book of Proverbs. And I was reading chapter 23. And I ran across today's text. Listen to your father who gave you life. And do not despise your mother when she is old. When I read that, I felt as if I was struck by lightning. Joe, wow, God knows what I've said to my mom. You know, God has been listening, and God saw how mad I got at my mom, and I knew God was not pleased. God was saying to me, Joe, you need to call your mom and apologize as soon as possible. But I said to God, God, you know, I'm not going to talk to her for a year. You know, she needs to feel my anger at least for 1 month, right? So I'm not going to call her for 1 month, right? But then 2 days later, I called and apologized. So previously, I thought God was only sensitive to the relationship between a husband and wife. In 1 Peter 3:7, it says, husbands, treat your wives with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So if the husband is not in a right relationship with his wife, it'll hinder his relationship with God. But I think the same thing applies to our relationship to our parents. God is very sensitive to the quality of our relationship with our parents. And if our relationship with our mother or with our father is not right, it will also hinder our prayer, our fellowship with God. And, you know, that is the general principle in the Bible. In Matthew 5:23, Jesus says, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there, leave worship in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. If our fellowship with other human beings can hinder our relationship with God, how much more should we take care to be in right relationship with our parents, with our dads and moms? So if your relationship with one of your parents has gone sour, please make the first effort to be reconciled. Please. Today's text tells us how we are to treat our fathers and our mothers. Listen to your father who begat you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. How are we to treat our parents? We are to listen to their words. The word for listening in Hebrew is also the same word for obeying. Listening in order to do what our parents tell us. How do we not despise our mothers? We do that by listening to her words. We are to listen to the wisdom, the instruction, and counsel of our father and our mother in order to obey them. And it is the same attitude that we are to have for God as well. We are to listen to God in order to obey. Now, the positive expression of not despising someone is honoring that person, right? So we are to honor our mothers and our fathers. And the word for honor in Hebrew literally means weighty, something of, you know, great weight. So when you honor somebody, you are treating that person as a very weighty person. And that person's opinion and that person's words matter to you as something very weighty. It's not light. You don't take their words lightly, but you take their words seriously. So we despise our mothers when we despise her words. We take them as well-meaning, but as irrelevant, out of date, and not worth considering. But we are to take the wisdom, instruction, and counsel of our mothers more seriously. We are to reflect and ponder upon them. And we are to put them into practice. And today's text gives us two examples of such good counsel from our fathers and mothers. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor. Now, that's a good advice from our parents. That's a sound counsel. and they are for our benefit. Those who are good at listening to parents will also be good at listening to our God. And those who are not good at listening to parents will not be good at listening to God either. Our parents are authority figures. If we have problem with parents' authority, we will likely have problem with God's authority. So we are to honor our fathers and our mothers by listening to their words. Our parents have the wisdom that comes with age. Our mothers say things out of their love for us. Our parents know us better than we know ourselves. Now, I used to think that I knew myself much better than my dad or my mom did. But I realized that they know myself better than I do. And we can benefit from their instruction and counsel on how to live our life. And when we honor our mothers by listening to her words, we are honoring God as well. And this is what brings joy to our parents. When the children listen to the parents, when we listen to our mothers, that brings joy and happiness to our mothers. So if we are not in a right relationship with our mothers, let us be the first to make amends. Let us be the first to call and initiate the reconciliation. And God is the one that desires good relationship between us and our parents. And if we have treated our mother's words lightly, let us take her words seriously, knowing that they were uttered out of love and wisdom. So let us honor our mothers and make her happy by taking heed of her words, not just around Mother's Day, but throughout the year. Let us pray. Our Father, help us to be good listeners of our parents. Help us to recognize the authority of our parents so that we may be good at listening to you and obeying your will. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.